Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Aaron Jenkins returning the call.
All right.
Aaron. This is Curtis. You and I spoke before. I had a quick question for you.
Okay.
I clocked in late, right?
Okay.
Can't they fix that?
How many hours? What is the time of your shift?
I was supposed to clock in at 11, but I clocked in like 12:30 or something.
Okay, then when would you clock out normally? 11 to what?
11 to 7. Usually my time is usually 5 to 7 in the morning. But on Fridays
hours,
I do it.
How many hours were you going to work that day?
That day I was supposed to work 8.
Okay, so you would just clock out after 8 hours. So let's say if it was 11 to 7 and you clocked in at 12, you would just do 12 to 8.
No, but somebody come on at that time. Somebody come on at 7.
Oh, well, then you can't do it. Yeah, you can't overlap.
Yeah, so but no. Can't they fix that, though?
No, because the other person. So
No. I'm talking about from, like, fixing where it's though. It had me clocking from, like, give me a timesheet.
You'd have to do a timesheet, but there's a limit. So, for instance, you'd have to do a timesheet, but the issue with timesheets is that the insurers do not want to pay us for them. So they want us to be over 90% compliance with the clock-ins. So, yes, they could. They'll make an exception, but if you are under 90% of correct clock-ins, then I don't know if they would, but they should, to be honest with you. Like,
okay.
So we'll see what's called the EVV, Eligibility Verification System. So they'll see it and see what your percentage is. So say, for instance, your percentage is 95%, right? As an individual caregiver, you're 95%. You say, hey, I've got to clock in. Can you adjust my time? They'll say, yeah, you got to do a timesheet. We'll send it out to you. Adjust your time. But let's say if your EVV is at 71%. No, because now all it's going to do is reduce it, because now that's a timesheet. It doesn't count towards the clock in. It counts towards timesheet. Anything under 90% is out of compliance with all insurers.
Gotcha.
So they can. It also depends on your history. If it's a frequent thing, then they probably would. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm not looking at my computer.
Yeah.
But I'll say yes, they have the ability.
Okay.
Will they do
okay.
it also depends on your percentage if your clock is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's almost like a good faith thing.
Gotcha.
So that's how I will break it down.
Okay, because on Fridays I'll be forgetting the clock in a lot because the time that I usually clock in at 5. So come Friday, you know what I mean? I'll be like, oh shit, I forgot to clock in because I'll be thinking I'm already clocked in. Yeah.
If you've been lunching on the clock ins, I'm gonna tell you if it was my agency completely and I'm running and you already been lunching on the clock ins, I'm not making no adjustment because all you're doing is using my numbers. And
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's why we're big on that. Like, that's one of the things I've been doing in compliance. I've been going around. If I see somebody who's not clocked, we'll just cut them. It's like, you can't work no more.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because literally, agencies are losing contracts. They're like, oh, you're under 90%. And all of a sudden, you get a letter from Keystone First next month and be like, oh, yeah.
I got you.
That's basically the rundown.
Got you.
All right.
All right, good looking.
Yep, not a problem.
All right.